Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim, Klal Chaf Aleph, and we're looking at Simeon Yud Aleph. And the Chayyotim continues and says that since these are the different kavanas that you're supposed to have, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is one, we should l'chein yarech be'echad, the person should extend the word echad to allow me to have time to think these thoughts. Now, he points out, well, yomer kemosh yomerim hayhamoin echad. So when you say echad, so you added a vowelization to the dalet. So it's echod. So there's a d sound on the dalet. There's no d sound on the dalet. Dalet is not supposed to have a vowel under it. It has a hidden shwanoch, which is not pronounced. So, but when shadoch and adalus kilu hu besegel, some say echod. So you almost hear the e sound. Echod d. So there's the eh sound over there. So an eh sound or an is sound is improper under the dalet. So you're supposed to say the word correctly. So you're not putting any sound under the dalet. You're just pronouncing the dalet. Rak yarek b'neshima. But the person should, as he's saying that sound, he should continue breathing. Now, I have to tell you, I do not know exactly what the chayot means when he says this point of yarek b'neshima. Interesting, if we would pronounce our Dalet the way that Taimonim pronounced the Dalet, so it is actually possible to extend it without adding a vowelization to it, because according to the Taimonim, the sound is Echol, it's a TH sound, so Echol, you can extend the TH sound. I don't think the Chayyot means that. That wasn't how it was done in Europe. So I'm not sure exactly what he means, but he says you should be yarech b'neshima, ba'oz yechavin, and then have the kavona that you're supposed to have. Now he's going to point later on in this siman that you should not have the kavona of the word echod before you say the word echod, but rather after you say the word echod. It's more important to say the word and then think what it means, all the different implications of what the word means, the simple meaning of the word one, you obviously have in mind as you say the word echod, but all these extra thoughts that he's going to list further on in this paragraph, he says these are going to take place afterwards. So the word ozichavan refers to this as well. Now, how, if a person is left with the choice of pronouncing the echod sound, ending the dalet properly, or extending it and adding this extra vowel, it's better to end the dalet more in a shorter way, and say the dalet properly, so you pronounce the word properly, than to pronounce the word improperly, and add your extra thoughts because you're saying, you can think all you want during the eh, but it's not part of the, it's not really the word anymore. It's no longer the correct word in the pasuk. You have not pronounced the pasuk properly. So therefore, it's suggested for many people who do not find the ability to extend the dalet, so they should just say echad. And when they say echad, so they pronounce the dalet with a shwa noch. It's not a shwa noh, which the word noh means to go or to travel. It's not going anywhere, but rather it's noch, it's resting, it's staying put. And the person pronounced the dalet properly at that point in time. Baruch Shem is said to be said quietly. Person should have in mind as well. It's good. It's appropriate to have in mind as well that a person is willing to, if necessary, give up his life for this belief. I know that it's so true to me. It's so clear to me that if there's any way I would have to give up my life for that, I would do that as well, because that's how true this reality is. And a person should visualize as if right now he's being Nisav HaKadosh Shemoy. Now, Revolba writes, if you excuse me for introducing a Musa thought over here, the idea over here is that we're committing to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the point that even if we have to deny his reality, we'd rather not live than deny his reality. So imagine a person is so committed to that. So obviously a person is going to live his life listening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is real. You can't go against his words. you know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, he's the source of all existence, and he's everything. So what do you mean you're doing an Aveira? So this commitment is, besides being willing to die on Kiddush Hashem, means you have to live appropriately. Well, you know what, I'm not so ready to live appropriately. So he says, you know what, so forget about dying on Kiddush Hashem, how about living on Kiddush Hashem and making an honest Kabbalah? So I am ready, I believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu is so real that I'm committing today not to speak any Lashon Hara. And I will really do that. Well, can I really do that? Maybe I can't. So then don't say that. Say I can committing not to speak Lashon Hara for the next hour. That's something, Kadosh Baruch Hu is so real to me that no matter what, as much as I have a desire to do it, to say the Lashon Hara, I'm not going to do that because I know Kadosh Baruch Hu is real, and therefore the Torah is real, mitzvahs are real, and I may not speak Lashon Hara. I'm going to commit to learn for the next hour without interruption. Right, that's a true Kabbalah, but that's something which a person could stop and think about where he's honestly ready to make a Kabbalah and make a true Kabbalah. And that'll be a much greater act of a Kabbalah Zomach HaShemayim, an honest Kabbalah Zomach HaShemayim, than being ready to go into the Kibshan Eish, which maybe yes, maybe no, but I'm not ready to, really to live with what I'm committing to. I think Hayodim obviously was holding on a level where he was ready to talk about the commitment of Kiddush Hashem. And lo aleinu, many people in the history of Klaiso were forced to do so and did so. And those people, many of them rose to the occasion at that moment. And maybe if we, Hashem, we would have to do that, we would do so as well. But meanwhile, let's commit to living the life they were supposed to as well. Have a good day.